Okay, let's begin our discussion this year of Shmini Atzeres. Last year we had the schus of discussing Hoshana Rabbah. This year on Hoshana Rabbah we have the schus of discussing Shmini Atzeres. Again, I'm glad this will be more of a sicha than a shir. I think let's have a couple of ideas that hopefully can percolate in our head as we go through this this important day. Because if we think about it, this day of Shmini Atzeres is the segue, is the transition between the Yamim Noraim to the rest of the year. And not just the Yamim Noraim to the rest of the year, the entire Yontif cycle. As we know, we say Pesach, Shavuos, V'Sukkos. That's the order. Even though we feel that, you know, like Elul is the beginning, it's September, that's the beginning, but really, in our Tfilos, it's Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and the end of Sukkos is Shmini Atzeres, and that's the last day. So really, this day is the transition to the entire year. So it's important to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to focus on this last day, the last holiday of the year, before we go into the Chorev Zman of Tavshin Ayin. So what is it about this day that makes it special? What are we supposed to be thinking about? Especially realizing that there's such a contrast between what we've been doing, what we will be doing through tomorrow. So many mitzvahs in the sukkah and the lulav and the esrog and the das and the aravos and everything. And tomorrow we add in the aravos. We just brought in aravos. So much. And then the next day, boom, nothing. 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 Right? Me'ikar hadin, as Baruch Hashem, we're all going to fulfill this year in Eretz Yisrael. There's no sukkah. There's no sukkah in Shmini Atzeres, right? You have to sit in a sukkah in Chutz Laaretz, but there's no sukkah in Eretz Yisrael. Why? There's nothing. There's no sukkah. There's no dal and min. Right. That's in Chutz Laaretz. Midar Raisa. There's no sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. Right. So the question is, what exactly is the message of Shmini Atzeres? So let's learn a Rashi together first, and that will help us get into the discussion. Again, just also I wanted to mention at the beginning, it's always a schus to have my parents with us in person, not just being able to listen online. So it's Avimori Yimim Rasi. It's wonderful to have you here. You should spend many, many Yamim Tovim in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael and Arseinu HaKadosha. Okay, let's start with a Rashi. Rashi in Bamidbar. Rashi says at the end of Parshas Pinchas, we're going to be laying it on Shmini Atzeres. Atzeres Tiyalachem. Atzeres Tiyalachem, that Shmini Atzeres is a Atzeres to you. So it's interesting. In Torah Shebal Peh, Shvuis is called Atzeres. In Torah Shebichsav, Shmini Atzeres is called Atzeres. Yeah. Right? There's different. There's Shmini Atzeres and Shvuis. It says Rashi, Atzeres. Right, says Rashi in Pinchas, Atzeres Tiyalachem, source number one, Atzurim ba'asiyas malacha. Number one, Atzeres, the first try, Rashi is Atzeres means Atzor! Stop. You see the, right? Atzeres Yelechem, one should stop. Asur Metzir Malacha, we have been doing certain partial Malacha for a couple of days, for Chalamoid, and it comes along Atzeres, and we again cannot do Malacha at all. Dover Acher, Atzeres, Atzur Milatzes, Malai Mei Shetan Lina. Second shot, Rashi says, what does Atzeres mean, stop? That we are not allowed to leave the Beis Hamikdash after Yontif. Here you bana base hamikdash. Whenever we bring, like, go to the base hamikdash for yantif, you can't leave afterwards. You have to sleep over. You're not allowed to rush out of the base hamikdash. It's like you go somewhere, you know, you're not allowed to check out at night. You got to sleep over the next day. It's an automatic. All hotels in Yerushalayim got to give you to the next morning. That's the halacha. Whenever you bring a carbon, also, whenever you bring a carbon, there's a mitzvah of lina. You have to sleep over after you bring a carbon. You can't rush out of the base hamikdash. That's a second shot. Atzor, don't leave until afterwards. Medrasho ba'agadah, but we'll focus on the last one. The Medrash in the Agada says, Lufisha kol yamos haregel, hikrivu keneged shivamumos. The Medrash says that all the days of Yantif, we gave karbanos, keneged the 70 nations. If you add up all the special animals that were brought on Sukkos, which goes down one every day, it adds up to 70. That's keneged the 70 nations. Ukeshebayim laleches, and now, when it's time to go, we brought all these karbanos, all these animals, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Sukkos, so it's time we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, we're finished, Sukkos is finished. Amar Lehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Amar Lehem HaMakom, Bevakasha Mikem, please, Asuli Seuda Ktana Kedei She'ena Mikem. Make me a Seuda. Meaning that Rashi's quoting, paraphrasing a Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, where the Gemara there says, Kasha Alai Pridaschem, Hashem says, I don't want you to leave, you know, you have to stay an extra day, I've had so many days of Yontif with you, so therefore,
Stay. Your arguments with each other. You're separating of yourself among the Jews.
Right. Al derech drash. Kasha lei pridaschem. So says Rashi. Make me one more suda. One more meal. Don't leave. Right, it's hard for Hashem to leave. It's like parents having the kids over for a week and saying, you know, even though sometimes I'll say, you know, maybe you should go a day early, but you know, it's far away. Stay an extra day. So Hashem tells us, stay one more day. I can't bear the separation. That's the Rashi that many of us are familiar with. So, interesting question. Asked by Rav Chanoch Karlingstein, which we're going to have a couple of his ideas tonight. It's a beautiful four-volume set. Tremendous Gaon, who was a Rachmana Litzlan, died at a young age. But in his Sefer, he says, it's hard for you to leave. So what happens? Yes, let's say Lahavdil. Let's say, you know, I go drop off my little boy Agan. Right. So now he's already at the age when we go in front of the house, he already starts screaming. We go down the block. He already knows. He feels it in his bones. You know, my father's going to abandon me. He doesn't love me. He's going to abandon me for 4 hours. So we go to the house, and we go, and they're grabbing, and finally I know. You close the door. You hear the screaming behind the door, right? So imagine, you know what, Kasha, like, it's so hard for him. Let me go in for another 1 minute. Let me go and give him one more hug. Right? So would that better the situation? Would that better if I go in and say, okay, one more hug, one more? Make it worse. Right? You're coming, you're teasing. Kasha lai pridaschem, stay an extra day? What do you mean stay an extra day? That would make the separation even harder. So kasha lai pridaschem, we don't have a medrash. Atzar, kasha lai pridaschem, what do you mean? Shouldn't it be just the opposite? Shouldn't it be just the outcome? Shmerach would say, okay, I can't bear, so just leave already. I'll see you on Pesach. Right now we have Chanukah and Purim in between. But see, so isn't it harder, you know, just say goodbye and get back to our daily routine? So he says, what do you see? What must be the message? Source number two, Vanira Bazeh. What must be the message? De be'emes al yedei yom echad zeh kfar lo tia acha kol kach preda. You know what the message is? It must be that if we have a true and deep experience of Shmini Atzeres, it's not going to make the separation harder. You know what it's going to do? It's going to make it as if there won't be a separation. Zehu mikivan shebiyom zeh anu osim kinus va'atzira v'kasher shel kayama al kol ma sheyisagnu b'chol hayomim shekanu liyom zeh. If we do what we're supposed to do on this day and everything that we've done for the past 50 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul all the way through Hoshana Rabbah, which we spoke about last year, the special Gemara Din that Hoshana Rabbah is, if we do everything, so then it will create a connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it'll be as if we won't have to leave. That's the message of Shmini Atzeres. Kash lai pridaschem, so spend the day, experience the day, so you won't have to leave. So there won't be any separation. And then he continues, and that he says that's even alluded to in the Mizmar that we say through Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz, but through Hoshana Rabbah and Eretz Yisrael, we say L'davar Hashem Ori. So, we know the Medrash hints to each of the holidays that we have in this month of Tishrei in the phrases of L'davar Hashem Ori. And he quotes it. L'davar Hashem, where does he quote it from? Go to line 9. V'zeo mishum she'ikra bakasha b'perek zeh hu shal yidei ha'ori. Ori zu Rosh Hashanah. Right, the aura of Rosh Hashanah, the light of the beginning of the year. The Yishi, Zeh Yom HaKippurim. Yishi, we have a Yeshua, we have salvation on Yom Kippur. And then, Vayitzpaneni Besuko B'Yom Ra'ah. That's Sukkis, that's the next phrase in the Tehillim. Zeh Besuko Zeh Sukkis. And what's the next, what do we get to? What's the most famous pasuk in the whole Mizmor? The next line. Acha Sha'alti Meis Hashem Hashem Avakis, Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. If we go through the Rosh Hashanah and the Yom Kippur and the Sukkot, Yispanim Sukkot B'Yom Ra, and then we get to Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. If we have a Shmini Atzeres, that's what's alluded to in the next line, if we have a proper Shmini Atzeres, the message that we're supposed to get out of Shmini Atzeres, whatever that is, we will end up with the feeling of Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai, or B'Simchas Torah Anu Be'emes Kfar Bebechinas Beveis Hashem. V'lachin Kfar Ein Mevakshin, Alzeh, that'll be, that's the koach of this day. This day without mitzvahs. This day without sitting in a sukkah, without Dalad Minim, is just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This day has the power to create the connection between Bnei Yisrael and Hashem for the entire year. And that's why it won't be a preda at all. He even says, continues, before we get to putting it into our lives, he even says, maybe it's alluded to in another parak of Tehillim, a different parak of Tehillim, which is not as famous. Psukim say in Parak Lamed Vav in Tehillim, in source number 3, right, we know this from various, first pasuk we know from Shabbos Mincha, Sidkascha Kaharei Kel, Mishpatecha Tom Rabba, you have tzedek, you have Mishpat Hashem, you're very righteous, Adem Ubehema Toshia Hashem, right, you have control, you have Hashkacha over man, over animal, and then we have Psukim that we say when we put on our talus in the morning. Hashem, how great is your chesed? People stay in the shadow of your wing. They are satiated from your goodness. With you is the source of life. In your light is true or. So he says, Chanoch continues and says, maybe these psukim are also alluding to this idea, the stages of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeres. Yesh Lomer, he says in Source 4, Alderach Drush, to call Perek Zehu Remez al Yerech HaYisan and Chodesh Tishrei. This whole Perek is referring to the Chodesh of Tishrei. So some Pasuk Zion is the one that's obvious. Tzidkasra Kariel Mishpatecha, Mishpat. When's Mishpat? Line 3, Tzidkasra Kariel Mishpatecha, Rabbah, Zeremez al Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day of Mishpat. That's the first line David HaMelech is saying. Tzidkascha Karekel, you have tzedek, you have Mishpat. And then the psukim continue. Acha beinonim shein bebechinas adam ubehema, lefamim adam, lefamim behema. We spoke about this on Yantif. Beinonim means we're wishy-washy. Why sometimes we're tzaddikim, sometimes we're rishayim. We're not a tzaddik or a rasha. So toshiya Hashem, adam ubehema, those of us who are beinonim, Hashem saves us. When is that? That's Yom Kippur. So he's like Yishi Zayom Kippur. And then he continues and says, the next psukim referred to sukkahs, because we talk about the shadow. Bitzel kenefecha yechesayun. The sukkah, we sit, right? You have to have more shade in the sukkah than you have sun. The tzel is referring to sukkahs. And finally, after Pasuk Zayin is referring to Rosh Hashanah. The end of Pasuk Zayin Yom Kippur. Pasuk Ches is sukkahs. What's the next line? Pasuk Yud, ki imka makor chayim ba'archa nira or. If we do everything we're supposed to do, what do we end up with at Shmini Atzeres? We stay with you. Ki imka makor chayim. With you is the source of life. Like we said in the David Hashem Ori, shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai. These are all remuzim in the psukim, in Tehillim, both in the Levet Hashem Ori and in Perek Lamed Vav, that Shmini Atzeres is a day, we haven't discussed what it means yet, but it's a day that we could create a connection with Hashem that hopefully will stay with us throughout the entire year, without any mitzvah, without anything that we have to do, other than having a yontif. So what exactly, this is all background just to prove and to get us to realize that it is somewhat of a very special day for us to appreciate and take advantage of. And the question is, though, what does Hashem want from us? What does Hashem want from us on this day? And just as a note, we will be talking about this day as one day, Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. As we know, that's Midaraisa, it is. So Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, the themes of Simchas Torah really are the themes of Shmini Atzeres as well. Here it's all one big day. So three ideas. Again, it's more of a sicha setup than a shir, but three ideas that hopefully we'll be able to take with us. The first one is somewhat more metaphysical, and the next two are more lamaisa, what's supposed to be going through our minds. So number one on a general level. The first point is not specifically about Shmini Atzeres, but it's a general point about Shmini. We've mentioned in past shiurim that eight always symbolizes me'al hateva. Eight symbolizes metaphysical. The Maharal writes this in various places. I gave it to you from Ner Mitzvah in source number 5. The Maharal writes that, talking about Hanukkah, seven reflects the natural world. Seven days of the week. Everything about nature in halacha is seven. 7 years of Shemitah. Having to do with the land. Right? Seven cycles of Shemitah in order to get to a Yovel. Seven is nature. Every point in the universe has six directions that it goes into, plus the midpoint, which anchors all the directions. So you have six directions, which we shake the lulav and esrog in six directions, plus the midpoint that holds it all together. So that's seven. Everything physical, everything in front of us in this world is symbolized by seven. Lachain, says the Maharal, go to the third line. V'lama kodesh ha-kadoshim achar shiva, ki hanhagas olam ha-teva hutachas mispar zayin. Teva, nature, is symbolized by seven. Ki b'zayin yamim nivra ha-olam hazeh ha-tivi. The natural world was created in 7 days. So that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu created it with seven. V'lefichach masha'achar ha-teva. So if that's seven, so then what's beyond seven? We get to eight. Eight is me'al ha-teva. Eight is above what's in front of us. Me'asha achar ha-teva hu tachas mispar shmona. Right, shmona hu achar zayin yamei ha-teva. Eight, brismila, is on the eighth day. After we have been in the physical world for a week, for seven, after that we want to do something metaphysical. Looks physical, but it's metaphysical to the child. We make the child a mahul. We change his status. That is me'al ha-teva. That's why shvuas is after 7 weeks of counting. Right, everything above seven, everything in the world of eight is me'al ha-teva, and that's why the most miraculous holiday that we celebrate, where we celebrate the nes, is Chanukah. It's 8 days. Right, the only yontif that's 8 days. Right, the Sukkot is only 7 days. After Sukkot comes Shmini Atzeres. So, in a general way, Shmini Atzeres is also me'al ha-teva, and the fact that it's me'al ha-teva itself reflects to us the unique nature of the day. Again, this doesn't tell us what to do, but it helps us appreciate the day. This is also in the group of eights. But I forgot to mention, seven is also the seven colors on a rainbow. It's also symbolized the teva versus me'al ha-teva. Related to this, I think, is the end of the Rashi that we started off with. Right? Shmini Atzukis is 7 days. That's all teva. Shmini Atzeres is me'al ha-teva. That's on the eighth day. What did we just read back in the first Rashi? If you look back for a minute, all the days of Sukkot, we give karbanos, keneged, all the other nations of the world. Because Hashem has a natural connection with all the other nations of the world. Natural. When it comes to Shmini Atzeres, what does Hashem say? Enough. I know you brought for all the Shemim Mumas. Now bring a carbon for yourselves. Because when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, which is Me'al HaTeva, that represents our special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We bring a carbon for ourselves. The Or Gedalia, Gedalia Shor writes in his one of his pieces on Shmini Atzeres, in source number 6, illustrating this idea that we have a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shmini Atzeres. Just the Jews, he quotes the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh at the beginning. Fascinating point. Many others have made it also. But Aruch Chaim HaKadosh maybe. Okay, this is all idea number one, the more mystical idea of Shmini Atzeres, before we get to the latter two, more down to earth. Ki Yadua, She'inyina Golosu, the Aruch Chaim says, it's known. What is Golos about? What is the purpose of our going into Golos? Why, throughout the last 2,000 years, have Jews had to go through so many Golios? She'bnei Yisrael, v'hot yiyu bein ha'umos l'gayer gerim. B'nai Yisrael have to be throughout the world to convert converts. What does that mean? Doesn't mean to convert converts. We don't believe, Judaism does not believe in going out and missionizing. That's not what we believe in, right? If somebody comes to try to convert, we say, what do you want to be with us? We're the downtrodden people. We've been persecuted. You want to be a Jew? Forget it. There's so many better religions. We try to convince them not to. We do everything we can not to. The Gemara says in Yevamos that in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, and the days of some of the kings of Israel, people try to convert. We don't let them. Oh, you want to convert now? We're on top of the world. Let's see you convert in 100 years ago. They didn't accept them. Anybody can convert when you're, right? If a team wins 4 World Series in a row, oh yeah, I'm this fan. Oh yeah, that's great. What about when they won 30 games? Right? So, yeah, it's great that when they're on top, it's easy to be a fan. So what does he mean? What do you mean? We're at in Gauls to be Megayer? So he explains, no. He says, Pirish, Lahachnis Hanitzochin Shel Kedusha Hanimsos Bein Umos LeKedusha. It's to glean out, to get out all the sanctity that everybody has, that the whole world has, it's to bring them out. Again, I can't explain this fully because I can't understand it fully. But that is all the nitzotos HaKadusha. But look what he says. Line 7. Ki HaKadusha Be'esha Ba'isa Migdash HaYakayim HaYikmo Eben HaSho Eves. When we had a Be'isa Migdash, there was no need for Golus. Why? Because the Kedusha, it was like a magnet. The Beis HaMikdash was like a magnet. What do we say in Slichas? Ki Beisi Beis Tfilo Yikarei L'chol Ha'amim. All the nations of the world magnetically were drawn to the Beis HaMikdash. What does Rashi say? This expression, Zos HaBracha. Rashi says that, I forgot what Rashi towards the, in the second half of the parsha, that the nations come and they come with, they bring boats and they go to a port in Israel and they say, oh, we're ready here. Let's go to the Beis HaMikdash. Let's see what the Jews are doing there. That's this magnetic force. V'hayashoei v'akdusha mikol kitzvei ha'aretz v'aretz Yisrael. U'kishachatu Yisrael v'yardu m'madregasam. But when the Jews went down in Madrega and we had to be exiled, Hutzrichu legalos. We had to go into galus. Vayde ofan hazel lahaknas hakol lekedusha. And through galus, we had to sanctify the world. One could put it in layman's terms that it used to be that we could be in our land with the Beis HaMikdash and in that way light up the world and be an Or LaGoyim. But now, once we're in galus, so that means we have to be an Or LaGoyim throughout and be models of behavior throughout the world. And this is now the Argadaya talking. We've seen this throughout so many times in history. History has repeated itself. The Jews are in a certain country. And we move up in the political world, in the acceptance world. We move up in that country. How many countries? The Abarbanel was in the Spanish government. Right in the end of the 1400s. Right, so many countries. We moved up and up and up. V'ha'yusham harbi shanim with it for many years. V'yachar zman nasu bnei medina l'soni Yisrael. And how many times have the Jews been in a certain gullus, been accepted and excelled and opened up yeshivas and schools and shuls, and eventually were thrown out. V'garshu as bnei somi medina l'sam v'lo nishar b'sham af yehudi echad. We don't have to look more than 60 years back to realize this. Because Hashem has it. Once the avoda, once we sanctified everything that we had to sanctify in that country, so then what? Then there's no purpose for us here. So it's time to leave. Line 8, we had to go to a different place. He says this even goes back to Yaakov. What happened? Yaakov was by Laban for so many years, and all of a sudden, Laban's face changes. What does it mean, his face changes? It wasn't like a kid's small shoulders. It means, that's it. It's time to leave. It's time to leave. But again, he says, that's Golus. But now he says, to sum up, what does it have to do with us? Go to the last paragraph, line 15. V'zeu avodas hazayin yomim shel sukkis. All of Sukkis, as we said, symbolizes all the other nations of the world's connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the Olam HaTeva. So that is Lahachnis Anitzose Kedusha Miyomos LeKedusha. The purpose of those 7 days is to relate with the world in order to bring up the world LeKedusha. But what happens after that? We have Shmini Atzeres, where it's just us. It's just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not about helping anybody else, it's about helping ourselves. Being Me'al HaTeva with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, this is more of a metaphysical idea. It doesn't really come into our activities, but it symbolizes and illustrates the special nature that this day has. It is, number one, Me'al HaTeva. It's 8. All 8s are Me'al HaTeva. And number two, it's a special connection that Hashem has with us, just like Gullus. And once we leave the Gullus, we have finished our job. So too, Sukkah, which is a Gullus. Thinking about that now. Sukkah, we leave our house. We go into Gullus. Right, say midiras keva, we go into a galus, so to speak. That's all these days. And what do we do on Shmini Atzeres? Go back into the house. We leave galus. We leave galus on the Shmini Atzeres, and we go back into the house. So too maybe, because the galus is symbolizing that we're outside, and then we go back in to our house. That is Shmini Atzeres. Okay, that is one idea. But now let's get into two other ideas that maybe is more down to earth for us. What is special about Shmini Atzeres? What are we supposed to appreciate about it that we can take with us throughout the year? Let's start with a thought from the Rav. Rav Soloveitchik writes in Source 7, it should say L'Masechah Sukkah, I left out the Chaf there. Right, L'Masechah Sukkah. Source number 7, this is on the last page of Rav Soloveitchik's Sefer on L'Masechah Sukkah. It was put out posthumously by Rabbi Reichman. So on the last page there is a separate vart. Nothing to do with L'Masechah Sukkah. Hagram Zatzal Amar. So the Rav's father, Moshe Soloveitchik. Moshe Soloveitchik says, Shahaemes he. Shahachashiva shall see him at Torah. Eina bakach shagomer vizos habracha. La'ene kol Yisrael. What's the galus of Shmini Atzeres, which is Simchas Torah? The galus is not that we finish anything. We do. We say chazak chazak. Right? It's going to be unbelievable. We're going to finish Zos HaBracha, but that's not the ikur of the day. Ela hachashivus b'ma shemiskodinim shuv lahaskel b'breishas bara. Zui hachashivus. The galus of the day is not the first sefer, but the second sefer. We don't only end the Torah, but we immediately start the Torah. Ki be'emes lo nizkar b'kasef sheshlomo hasasim l'Torah, adarabah, shlomo hayachas and breishas lo chas and Torah, okay, not for now, nasan lo ha'efsharis l'haskel l'umot ha'Torah, odapam b'yeser se'is v'amkus. The godless of the day is not that we finish, but that we start again. Right? We don't even, interesting, amazingly, we don't even, after you have a, after you lane, after you would think Zos HaBracha, what Haftorah do we do? What Haftorah do we do? On Simchas Torah? Sefer Yoshua, which is a continuation of Zos HaBracha. But we don't even stop after Zos HaBracha. Immediately, Bereishis Bara Elokim. Because we can't not start again. The unique quality of Shmini Atzeres is that a Jew never's finished. A Jew always looks to the next project and goes to the next step. And whenever we finish one thing, let's do it again. And let's start again. And that's the godless of Asiyim. Behetam lakach, says Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Behetam lakach. Hu naga minag betekuv as a rishonim lekro miyad bebrejshas achar Asiyim haTorah. Kedei laharos es hayachas bin Asiyim lahaschola. Hasiyim hu mava lahaschola. The end is really the beginning. And that's why he quotes that in Europe, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik quoted in the next column, says that when he was a rav in Russian and Chaslavich, he never wanted to be chasin Torah. He wanted to be chasin breishas. Why? Because chasin breishas, that's the key. Chasin breishas is the ikker. Start what he finishing. The ikki is that you start again. Ulam bevola America dima shlo ye kavra Torah shabalabai shakabal chasin Torah vaz dafka neis lakabal chasin Torah. See, he accepts the chasin Torah then, because he realized chasin Torah should be in a gavra. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said. But really, b'ikaron, he felt, chasin breishas is the key. Because Shmini Atzeres / Simchas Torah is that a Jew never feels finished. A Jew never says, okay, I finished the entire Torah. I remember there's somebody in my shul in Woodmere, that every year at Simchas Torah, at some point on Simchas Torah, sometimes it was usually Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, one of those 2 days, he came over with tears in his eyes and says, Rabbi, I finished for the blank time, the 19th time, 23rd time. So a man who had started being Maver Sedra 20-something years beforehand. And he was so committed to it. And so he walked around with his little Chumash and Rashi. And when he finished each time, he had tears in his eyes. He was so happy. He's like, I got through another year. I got through another one. Chumash and Rashi. And he said, it's got to start again. It was so unbelievable. They finished, but it wasn't that he was so much finished, but that, you know what? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me the call to finish. Let's do it again. Let's start Bereishis again. That's the godless, that's the message of a Shmini Atzeres. That's the message of a Simchas Torah, is that we don't just have a Chasin Torah. We have a Chasin Breishas. The Vilna Gaon writes in Mishle on the Pasuk, first four words in Source 8 of the Pasuk, Orachayim Lamala Lamaskil. Orachayim, life, Lamala Lamaskil, goes up for a Maskil, for the one who is smart. What does that mean? It's out of Grazan Mishle, this one is somewhat known. Ha'adam nikra holech. A man is called holech in Tanakh. Malachim are called?
Omdim.
Omdim mimalo. Malachim are omdim. Men are holchim. Why? Because an angel, however he is created, that's it for eternity. The malach is at his space for eternity. The malach is never going to get closer to God. The Rambam talks about different types of malachim. Right? There's different methods of malachim, but they're not moving up, they're not moving down. They're there. Says the Gra, Ha'adam nikra holech. Man is a holech. He goes. Shitzorach leilech tamen midarga ladarga. Man has to go up. Ve'emlo yalo lamala yeirad matamata. If a man's not going up, he's going down chas v'shalom. Ki efshar yamar b'darga achas. I mentioned in the past, the mashal I heard from Rabbi Lef. Rabbi Lef says, life is going up a down escalator. If you're not running up, you know where you're going. Right? Life is going up a down escalator. Right? There's no standing still. That's pshat of the pasuk, says the Gra. Orechayim, life is lamala lamaskil. If you're a maskil, if you realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants lamala, got to keep going. You got to no stopping. Lamansur mishomata. That's the end of the pasuk, right? So that you don't turn and go down. That's chasin Torah and chasin Bereishis, right? That we keep going on. We keep looking for the next project. Rav Chana Kalenstein even says in source number 9, he points out the Balaturim. Balaturim notes that almost all the measurements, fascinating Ha'ara, the Balaturim has, almost all the measurements of the Kalim in the Mishkan were not whole numbers. It's like half. The Aram is 2.5 Amos. This was 6.5 Amos. Hashem couldn't be exact. Give me 6. A half. Everything's a half. 2.5, 3.5. Give me whole numbers. A half. So hard to make Betzalel's job even harder. Give me whole numbers. So kol midos hayu shvuros b'chatzoy amos, says the Balaturim, all the measurements were halves. Lulame, to teach me what? Shekol mi shalom Torah tzorach l'shaber u'lahashpil atzmo. Okay, anybody who learns has to break themselves, to lower themselves. That's why it's halves. Says the Rav Chanoch, is maybe a different shot. Says, no, maybe it's halves, so we always feel like we only did half. We never feel whole. We never feel like we finished. The project's over. I'm done. No, it's half. The Aron is half. The Aron's only 2.5. Right, it's like the there's no Daf Aleph in any Gemara, because he never finished. That's the pshat here. There's all Shavuros. He writes on the line 8 in the next source, Yesh Orim Shabala Rames Shekasher Adam Lo Me Torah Lo Yargish Af Pam Sova. You should never feel satiated. Elo Yeda Tomichu Hispek Rak Chela Katan Velo Yoser. Right, the pasuk says in Koheles, Oiv Kesef, we just read it. Oiv Kesef Lo Yispa Kesef. Somebody loves money, never has enough of money. The Bali Musar say it applies to anything in life. Oiv anything, Oiv cars, Lo Yispa cars. Somebody loves cars, they'll never have enough of them. Oiv anything. Oiv food, Lo Yispa food. Oiv Torah, Lo Yispa Torah. Right, if somebody loves Torah, he's never satiated. Never has enough. He always wants more. He's always thirsty. Right? But Shosi Bitsame is Devrahim. Shosi Bitsame. He says that's what the always Kalis Bakesef. The Iker Kavanasenus, he says that's message number 2. Besides the Kabbalistic one. But the next message for us is that Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, it's all about the realization that our job is never finished. And even if we had a great, hopefully, a great Elo, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkis, we gotta keep going. Gotta figure out what to take with us and how to take it with us. Because that's all the message that Shmini Atzeres and Simba, this is what binds us to Hashem. Right. Oh, it's going to be even harder. No, if we appreciate, if we think about today that my job is ever, what project can I start with now? What commitment did I make on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, that I want to put into, what did I say I would be better at already? So it's only been a couple of days. Didn't I? I was sitting there in Shabbat Shuvah and I was thinking, okay, I got to do this. So we gotta take it. We gotta realize. Kol mido shvuros. Everything was only partially. It was only a little bit. It was broken. We have to make sure that we don't focus on the past, because as Jews, we focus on the future. We focus on what still has. We could feel good about what we did. We could feel good. We could have a sense of accomplishment. That's wonderful. But we constantly have to use that with an eye to the future. That's what Shmini Atzeres is, and this is the type of attitude that could bind us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the year, not just during the Yom HaNorah. It's a thought I mentioned in the past, I'm not sure, in a parsha year, I brought it to you again in source number 11 from the Shemana Tov, that maybe this idea about focusing on the future is even something that we do on Sukkot itself, not just on Shmini Atzeres. The Medrash says, we all know it, that the 4 Minim symbolize 4 parts of our body. The 4 minim, the dalei minim. So the lulav is domed to the shidra, the spine. I have a picture of it somewhere. One of my kids once made. I don't see it here. All right, we got it. Right, Baruch Hashem. All right, thank you. All right, so we got it right here. Thank you, Abigail. Right, the shidra is domed to the spine. Right, there's one spine, right? And the lulav, the esrog is domed to the heart. And the aravos are domed to the?
Lips.
The lips. And they look like lips. Our look like lips. And Hadassim are doma to the
eyes.
So wonderful, right? So what's the kasha? What's the problem? One lulav, one spine. One esrog, one heart. 2 aravos, 2 lips, 3 hadassim, 2 eyes. One of these does not belong, right? So the question is, what's the third? We only have two eyes. So the Shemen HaTov says beautifully, my kids know this, I liked one of my favorite ones on Sukkos. Okay, maybe the third one, the third eye is the eye of understanding. There's the eye of seeing and the eye of understanding. Sometimes when we're arguing with somebody, and then they say, oh, now I see it, now I see it. You see something? No, now you understand it. It's the eye of understanding. First pasuk in Vayera says, Avram Avinu was looking out, he sees Vayar, Vayar, he says Vayar twice. Rashi says, Vayar he saw, Vayar he understood that they were in need, and he brought them into his tent. Two Vayars. So maybe that's the eye of Havana. But then he quotes a little deeper. Line 15. Avo Yosin Iralomar, Zaha Gimel Hadasim, Mishavnin Luria Shekolel Avar Hovev Asid. The three eyes of a Jew, past, present, and future. Tahalo Nechla Barias Hainayim, seeing with our eyes, Dibimbli has taklus al Masora al Shalha Avar, the Gamaftiya Khazasidos Yeshalhavan Loris Karaisa Hove. A Jew has to build on his past, personal and national, always with an eye towards the future, both of those impacting how he acts in the present. What does Nachum Siegel say at the end of every show? Remember the past, trust the present, live the future, something like that? Right, trust the future, live in the present. He's going to... Right. So anyway, past, present, future. So Nachum Siegel's got it too. Right?
Hoydul Hashem is the past. Kitoiv, that's now. Kil Yolam
Chazdoi,
that's
the future. Lolam, Lolam Chazdo, right. So past, present, and future. So those are the three eyes of a Jew. Avar, Hove, and Asid. He says maybe that's also Pshat. This is Rav Dov Weinberger. He says line 18. That's the Pshat of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. He says, Taka Bagimel Dvarim Ve'inata Balidei Aveira. Look at three things and you won't come to an Aveira. Me'ayin Basa. Where'd you come from? That's the past. Ula'ana Toholeich. Where are you going? What are you doing now? Well, if Ne'mi'ata Asalit and Didvacheshbin. Who do we have to stand in front of? The Melech Malchei Amlachim. The triple vision that every Jew has to have, not just the present and not just the past, but the future. And finally, he even adds, quoting Rav Huttner, that maybe that's also why we have three avos. The Gemara in Bracha says, "Ein nikra avos ela shlosha." There's only three avos. Moshe was not an av. Shlomo was not an av. Right? They weren't avos. The Shvatim were not avos. Only Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. These were avos, he suggests also, because of this triple vision. Yitzchak Avinu, the firstborn Jew, the first Jew to have a bris milah at day 8, he has a perfect past. He was perfect from birth. Never left Eretz Yisrael. He was perfect. He has a perfect past. Avram Avinu spent his entire life doing chesed, being Megayris HaGerim, opening up his tents. Present. That's Avram Avinu's job. He was in the present. Yaakov Avinu, the future is our children. Yaakov was the first one with Mitaso Shlema. First one without a rush as of son. Avram had a Yishmael. Yitzchak had an Esav. Yaakov had Shiftei Ka. These were the three Avos. Because it's Avar, Hove, and Asid. Line 8, he says on the next page. To be Avram is Batav Huso, Bazeshu, Tchila Lagerim. Avram was the first. Tchila Lagerim. Bafuso, Shigislav, Nisyakov, Ezadu, Rishon, Shinimbo, Lishmona. And Yaakov was Mitaso Shlema. So we have the three eyes of a Jew in the Hadas. We have the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and we have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But all that, maybe, is highlighted by after Sukkos, we have Shmini Atzeres, which tells us, don't just focus on what you did and where you are, but where you have to go. You got to start Bracious again. You got to start every project again. We are not satisfied with what we have done already. We have to do more, and that type of attitude is what could connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the year. And the third idea. Third idea for Shmini Atzeres. Again, number one was the Me'al HaTeva and just us and not any of the other nations. Number two was that we're never satisfied. And number three is an idea which we've mentioned in other Shi'urim but not in this context, but it's something that is very true about Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. The Rama writes in Source 13, where did the name Simchas Torah come from? Simchas Torah. It's an interesting scholarly search. One has to check where the earlier sources. It's called Shmini Atzeres. Where's Simchas Torah? The Rama has it. The Rama has in Source 13, the Koran Yomtif Acharon Simchas Torah. The Rama lived in Krakow, right? So he had 2 days. He called the last day Simchas Torah. Lefi Shesmechin Vaosin Bosudas Mishteh Lagamer Shel Torah. Says the Rama in Source 13, because you finish the Torah, so you're Besimcha. we are besimcha about our commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our commitment to Talmud Torah. A key part of Shmini Atzeres slash Simchas Torah, a key part of our experience is being happy with the realization and at the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah to live by and to learn and to enjoy ourselves and get Simcha out of it. The happier we are and the more we appreciate learning and living a life of learning, the more it's going to stay with us and the more we're going to be connected to God. Two people can learn the same Tosfos. One is doing it besimcha. One is doing it with, oh, I have to do this for a test. Right? The same Tosfos, the same material. One is being dabuk to his creator, and one is not. Because that's what simcha does. When there's simchas haTorah, there's an eternal deep connection that is created between a Jew and Hashem. It's said by a number of sources. I gave you to you in the Hakdama to the Eglei Tal. Eglei Tal is Sacha Shava Rebbe, his Sefer on Hilcha Shabbos, and in the Hakdama, the end of the famous part of the Hakdama, is we're going to make it famous now, if it's not, right, in the beginning of Source 14, he quotes the question, he says, that some of his Talmidim ask him, says, people come to me and say, you know what, Rebbe, I've decided, if you enjoy learning, you're not really learning Lashma. You know what the best type of learning is? The best type of learning is, I'm doing it because Hashem wants me to do it. I hate it. And I don't want to do it. I'd rather be doing 14 other things. But you know what? Hashem tells me to do it, so I have to do it. That's the greatest type of learning. Says the Eglei Tal, there's nothing further from the truth. Let's read the Eglei Tal. Umidei Dabri Zochares Karenu Masha Shamati Ksaspani Adam. Interesting. He writes the previous paragraph, the first paragraph, the Eglei Tal writes that this is at the end of his life, he was sick, and he couldn't give shir anymore. And he said he felt terrible. He felt like his life was worthless. He couldn't do any. He couldn't give shir. He didn't have the strength to give shir. So one of his Talmidim told him, he says, Rebbe, so write a sefer. So write a sefer. You can't give shir, so write a sefer. He says, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. He says, and that gave him chiyus. Mm-hmm. That gave him chiyus, and he started to write the sefer. So in the next paragraph, he says, Masha shamati ksas mani adam towin miderech haskel. I've heard people go away from the logical path, regarding Torah. The Amar, and they said, Ki alo mino mechadish chidushim, if somebody learns, v'sameach, and he's happy, umis aneg b'limudu, and he enjoys it. And somebody says something in Shir, and he says, ah, and he's outwardly happy. Ein ze lima Torah kolchach lishma. That's not learning, that's not lishma. We know what the highest level of learning is, kamo amaya lomi bipshitus, shein lo balimit shum tainug, I don't enjoy it at all. He says where it's underlined, that is an open mistake. The highest level of learning is when we learn to enjoy it. We don't always enjoy it. When we're younger, also we don't appreciate it as much. We don't enjoy it as much. We're knocking our head. So it takes time. And we have to build up to it. But that's the highest level. The Adarabba, Kizet, he iker mitzvahs limana Torah, liosos v'sameach u'misaneg b'limudo, to be happy and enjoy it. And look at the next five words, which is the key for us tonight. V'az divrei Torah nivla'in b'dmo, damo. If somebody's happy when they learn, it goes into his blood. It becomes part of him. Torah, which is the Dvar Hashem, becomes part of his kishkas. And he has that connection to God, the eternal connection to God, is through simchas haTorah. That's what gives us an eternal connection. It becomes connected to the Torah. And he quotes that from the Zohar in the continuation. Simcha is an integral part of Talmud Torah, and that simcha creates an eternal lasting connection between us and the Torah, and ultimately us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is also seen beautifully in a Mishnah in Maseches Nedarim. The Mishnah in Nedarim tells us, Daf Mem Zayin and Mem Ches. If I make a neder, the Mishnah's case is, I make a neder from you, you make a neder from me. Right? We each make a neder from each other. We can't get benefit from each other. And each of us are from the same city. So what about things that are publicly owned, that are owned by everybody? So am I allowed to use them? Am I allowed to use them? If something is publicly owned, but I said I can't get benefit from you. So am I allowed to use them? So the Mishnah says it depends. If it is something that's owned by everybody, so you can't. But one of the things, items on the list that you're not allowed to use are the Sifrei Torah of the city. If I make a neder from somebody, or let's say I make a neder from a whole city, I'm not allowed to get benefits. I take a neder from a certain city. I'm not allowed to use the Sefer Torahs of the city. That's the halacha. ask the Rishonim on the Mishnah. 1 minute. We have a principle called mitzvos. Lav lehenos nidnu. Mitzvos aren't for hana'a. Mitzvos aren't nitan lehenos. If I make a nether from somebody, I could do a mitzvah with them. So why can't I use the sefer Torahs of a city if I say I'm allowed to get benefit from a city? Why not? Says Rav Averman Hahar, one of the less known Rishonim, in Source 16, on that Mishnah Nedarim, the Ikam Adamaksha, he says, how could you say it's also to use the Svarim? So he says on line 5, 4, V'lav Koshihi, T'lo Shayach Taim Adamitzvos Lav Lehenos, Ela B'mitzvah Shitluy B'maisa. You know where that principle applies? By mitzvahs other than Talmud Torah. Mitzvahs other than learning, shake a lulav, and you eat matzah, and any other mitzvah, do the mitzvah! Do the mitzvah. The simcha that you have by doing the mitzvah is not an integral part of the mitzvah itself. There's no difference between, halachically, between eating matzah with a smile and eating matzah, you know, they say there's a big, like they say, like a Pesach, or like some great, the shiurin and the this and the measurements. It's simchas yatif, the samachta v'chagecha. Oh, I gotta measure the lettuce. Enjoy yourself, relax. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, derech agav, he says, it's impossible that the Torah would mandate eating in a way that's not with derech eretz. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's impossible that the Torah would mandate that. To eat 3 matzahs in 2 minutes, you know, it's just the Kodesh Baruch Hu would never want us to do that. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it's impossible. So it's a simchas yatif. So it doesn't matter though when it comes to matzah halachically, whether you do it with a smile or not. But, says the Rav Averman Hahar, line 7, Aval mitzvahs limud. But when it comes to Talmud Torah, Shehu inyan tzir halevi adias ha'emetz, which is about the heart and knowing the truth, Ikarat sivui kedei letzayir ha'emetz u lehisanik v'lehanos b'madas l'sameach levavu l'sichlo. An ikar component is the simcha. Right, what do we say Shabbos? What do we say tomorrow? Hoshana Rabba morning, right? We have Shabbos Tzuka de Zimra. Pikudei Hashem Yisharim V'sam Chilev. Simcha, right? Why? And Avil could do any mitzvah he wants. Can't learn Torah. Avil can't learn Torah. He could do other mitzvahs. Can't learn Torah. Because Torah is b'simcha. An integral part of learning is the simcha element. And that's why you can't get benefit from the Sefer Torahs of the city. Maybe a lulav of the city. But not a Sefer Torahs of the city. Because Talmud Torah, part and parcel of the highest level of Talmud Torah, is the Tainuk part of it. And finally, the stipler, the last source I gave you in Source 17, the stipler says in Parshas Lech Lecha, which I used actually in the first Parsha Shir, way back when, after Yontif last year, the stipler says, when we enjoy ourselves, when we're besimcha, when we learn, we remember things better. It stays with us. Because if we enjoy it, if you go through an amazing, a great experience, you're like, that was awesome. You don't forget it. You don't forget it. Because it makes a roshim, it stays with us. I mentioned then that I had the schus for a number of years to drive Rav Melech Schachter, Zichrono Levracha, back to and from Borough Park for a couple of years. So I remember I was talking a little bit about his son, Rabbi Rav Schachter, so he remembers everything. He just sort of quotes everything. He just like doesn't forget anything. So no, he'll read the newspaper, he'll forget it. Right? So he says only things that he loves does he remember. And every little piece of Torah he loves. That's why he remembers it. Right? There are some varts that are our favorite ones that we say every yontif. Oh, that's a great one. And we could say that like, boom, we'll remember it. I'll say favorite vart on the parsha, this and, right? Why? Because that's, oh! So some people, if we have the proper attitude, right, we'll have that about everything. And then we'll remember it all. Because the more simcha and the more we're into it, so then it stays with us. That's Shemini Atzeres. And Simchas Torah. The simcha that we have, the more, and not just outward simcha, maybe outward simcha could lead to the inner simcha, but the feeling inside of what a great, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, right? What a wonderful religion HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. What a wonderful Torah that He gave us to learn at this point. We never have free time as Jews, right? Because we have a chiyuv to be at least the men. We have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, you know, every free second of our life. Right? What does free mean? It's a big discussion. Got a lot of serious, also relax also a little bit. But we don't, Baruch Hashem, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. But that's how it stays with us, and that's how it's not a preda. So we asked at the beginning, Kasha Leipri Daskam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't leave, don't leave. It's like the parent going into the child, you know, elongating the goodbye. It makes it even worse. The answer is no, says Rechanel Karlenstein. The point of Shemini Atzeres is to make it that you don't have to say goodbye. How do you make it that you don't have to say goodbye? 3 ideas. Number one is more of a metaphysical idea, and that is 8, Shemini Atzeres is Me'al HaTeva. Me'al HaTeva, right, like Chanukah, like Bris Milah, like Shavuos. Shavuos is also called Atzeres. Me'al HaTeva, Hashem and us. That's it, right? Just us, the other nations, maybe in Golis, like Sukkah, we're in Golis. Shmini Atzeres, we go inside. Shmini Atzeres, me'al ha'teva, just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's idea number one. Idea number two is that we don't stop at Chasen Torah, Chasen Bracious. Right? The Midos are Shvuros. A Jew always looks forward. A Jew always looks at what's my next project to do. And what can I do more? And where can I continue? And where can I grow? What chesed opportunity can I start? A Jew's, and that can stay with us for the entire year with that attitude. Gra, right? Or Chaim Lamala Lamaskil. Right? Always looking Lamala. And finally, third idea was the Simcha. The Simchas Torah being an ikar part of the day. So Hashem, if we on this Hoshana Rabbah, the Gemar Chasima, again, any sefer you find, you could say the Gemar Chasima is on Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah, Hanukkah. So it's Hanukkah. You know, depending what year you're giving, you can emphasize it. Tonight we'll talk about Hoshana Rabbah. So on Hoshana Rabbah, when you have the Gemar Chasima, as people say, Gut and Kvittel, on the Hoshana Rabbah, we should be zochet to prepare ourselves properly for the last day of Yontif of the cycle, even though this is Tavshin Ayin and the Pesach and Shavuos were in Tavshin Samach Tes, we should prepare ourselves properly, and it should really be, as we mentioned in the past, Tiyesh Shnat Aliyah Shel Kol B'nai Yisrael B'mehirav Yameh.
Amen. 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 Amen.